Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, auditions are ongoing for the August edition of I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
You could be four debates away from 1 million naira.
Good day, honorable judges, our ever attentive audience.
That's the majority of core debater.
We've crowned three I Beg to Differ debate champions.
My name is Samita Kaushik.
I'm Ruth Okorocho.
My name is Bella Deesa.
And if you want to be the fourth,
in fact, it even gives you a new global perspective.
The quest
to 1998
begins
during the 2015 election.
Now. Auditions for the next I Beg to Differ debate tournament are on. It's open to all secondary school students in Lagos aged between 12 and 16. Just go to www.nigeriainfo.fm and click on I Beg to Differ and follow the instructions. Auditions close 3 p.m. July 12, 2022.
You heard me. Any student in Lagos aged 12 to 16 can apply. Now, of course, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, like a plane being towed on the road, give us a call on 01465-7175. Only if it's a news story. Don't call that number if you want to talk to Sandra, or you want to talk to Sheriff, or you want to talk to Ada on the night show. Just call that number if you have a news story to report. 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, and they listen to hard facts. So if you are listening for the very first time today, you're in great company. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Good afternoon to you. I've got a great show for you today, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the growing fuel scarcity nationwide. I'm going to park my motor in the office today. Then let's talk about Atiku's moves to pacify Wike and bring the PDP together. Then let's talk about Lagos State Task Force destroying impounded bikes and dispatch bikes. Today on The Glass Ceiling, will also bring you amazing conversation. Don't miss it. And on Balogun and Broad, let's talk about the hospitality industry. My guest is the managing director of Whispering Palms. It's a resort in Badagry. She's going to be talking about the challenges and strategy of running a hotel in the current economic climate. So listen to that conversation at 5 o'clock, especially if you're thinking about going into the hospitality business. Now, expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. We've got export conversations coming your way at 6:30 today. Don't miss that either. I'm here till 7 every day now. It's amazing. But let's get started with today's big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your hard facts.
The big three.
On hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Will the pump price of fuel go up? Can Atiku unite the PDP? Should Lagos State Government be destroying impounded bikes? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is still the fuel scarcity is spreading to other parts of Nigeria. For those in Abuja, it's been on since November, some of them claim. Here in Lagos, some filling stations have reopened, but many of them are selling above the pump price. And regardless of price, stations are full. queues going longer than 2 hours in some cases. I want to know how that has affected you. So for those of you who use the bus, how much did you used to pay for transportation? How much are you paying now? Yesterday, we talked about some of the factors causing the scarcity. I told you Ipman said that their members are currently making a loss selling at 165 Naira. If you're a businessman or woman, you know, and you're buying the product that you're selling to us really expensively, you completely understand where Ipman is coming from. This month and last month, government increased the bridging payments that it makes to marketers, but it has not matched the increase in landing cost of petrol or the transportation costs, because Ipman also talked about what it costs them to transport the fuel from one point to the next. Remember, they're using diesel-powered trucks, by the way. You know, right? They're using diesel-powered trucks to move the petrol, and the cost of diesel has skyrocketed. But the marketers also said NNPC has not been supplying them enough product to go round. We talked about that yesterday. Now, we may know the reason why. The Punch is reporting that PPMC believes that the marketers are buying too much product from them and that they are selling the excess outside the country. According to The Punch, a source in PPMC told them that Nigeria's daily consumption is estimated at 60 million litres, but marketers are collecting about 6 million litres a day. If that is true, that would mean that for every 10 litres that marketers buy from the PPMC, 4 litres end up being smuggled across the border to neighbouring countries. So there could also be an attempt by PPMC to crack down on this by limiting how much fuel it gives the marketers. But the question becomes, well, will this work? Or will it simply reduce the amount of fuel in Nigeria, since the marketers will take the smaller fuel abroad anyway and sell it at higher prices? Meanwhile, prices are going up. Filling stations are selling higher than the pump price. Taxis and buses are increasing transport fares to match the increased fuel prices. We're also seeing a boom in the black market. Still no word from the petroleum minister, who is also the president. He's actually on his way to the Commonwealth head of government meeting in Rwanda. But anyways, let's talk. How's the fuel scarcity affecting you? If your business runs on generator, how are you doing? How you doing? I recently started rewatching Friends. Who's your favorite character from Friends? Call me when you tell me if you've watched Friends. Have you experienced higher taxi and bus fares? Are you paying more for your buses? Are you paying more for your taxis? How much are you buying fuel? How much did you buy fuel today? Have you bought fuel today? Did you buy yesterday? How much did you buy? Do you think that government should officially raise the price of fuel? President Buhari says they're not going to remove subsidy. They've told the West, essentially, mind your business. Because, you know, Western governments and Western financial institutions have been saying to Nigeria, you need to remove subsidy so that you're going to survive this debt crisis on your hands. You can't afford to maintain subsidy anymore. But the president has said that's a problem of the next president. And the next president is either going to be Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu or Atiku Abubakar or Peter Obi or Rabiu Kwankwaso. That's going to be whoever wins. That's their headache now. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Sonny calling from Aburo.
Welcome, Sonny.
This petrol issue is biting harder and is giving us a lot of challenges.
Right.
I bought a fuel this morning.
Okay.
At 180.
Okay.
In fact, I spent almost one and a half hour there before I was able to buy fuel.
Hmm.
I buy from my car because I also use generator.
Right.
Also, the one I buy from generator, I have to give them 200 before they sell on that one.
Hmm.
You see, removing of subsidy or whatever they want to do, they shouldn't let this thing give us a lot of problem. If they want to remove it, let them remove it once and for all so that we have enough where to be buying and not to be stressing people. People traveling now, they're finding it very difficult to travel. I cannot go out since yesterday. It's only now that I want to prepare for my going out to tomorrow. Thank you. That is my take.
Thank you very much for calling and sharing how much you bought fuel. 180. Did he buy it for cheap or is that expensive by your own calculation? 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Thank you. Yeah, the fuel issue. I'm just from the airport. The filling station along Airport Road, they are not selling.
Okay.
Then coming back on Bagada, there is this filling station, popular one, immediately after that church.
Okay.
Sandra, President Sandra, when you see the queue, I say, wow. But those ones are selling 165.
Okay.
Like the last caller said, if they want to increase, let them increase. They be the marketers. Instead of them to fight 2-3 years ago to fix the refinery, they thought they are making profit. When they import this thing, they tell a story. I don't know how many liter, how many whatever crude oil they take away. All of them are playing this Koniman die, Wayoman bury him. Now he's telling on everybody now. Then for the president, not president, the former vice president, Atiku Rice, he should try and... hello, President Sandra.
I'm here, I'm listening.
He should try and talk to Onyesonyesonwike because the guy really tried for PDP. They shouldn't just sideline him like that. And I pray let him listen. They should come together as one. You know, like I always say, PDP is a national party. And they have this let-go spirit. They are not like the other ones. We have this Anogo Gree syndrome. So I wish them all the best. Thank you.
All right, we've got Richa on the line. Good to have you on the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, I miss you anyway.
Thank you.
This one has a question. Why is it whenever there's an issue in the country, that's when the president always travel out of the country?
Whenever I interview him, I'll ask him that question.
That's just my question. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to ask. Since I'm not his spokesperson, whenever he's in my studio facing me, I'll say to him, Mr. President, Richard wants to know, why is it that whenever there's an issue in the country, that's when you decide to travel, sir? And he say, okay, no, let me not do that. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Gozikwagi Kobuko.
Auntie, you said the way that phone price will go up. As you ask that question, my hypothetical cost shoot 1,000%
I beg you.
Please, to make your price not go up.
Okay.
I'm buying 1 kilo of gas, 750. I'm buying half 1 liter of kerosene, getting to 1,000 naira retail. And you're asking me whether, Auntie, you go, say that phone price, make it come down, because as Nigeria day now, Auntie, open about matches with the power. With the battle, concerning Atiku and PDP, I wish him well. Let him reconcile. They have to come back. They have to come back.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
So concerning the machine, where they want to destroy, or where they are about to destroy, I now support Okada plying the road where they ban them. But to destroy those Okada, I feel that they can sell auction. Destroying it, I now support that one. I now support them.
Gozikwagi, thank you very much. Kemi from Ikorodu says, Phoebe is my favorite on Friends. Oh, I love Phoebe. She's so insane, so deliciously insane. She says she used to watch the series some 20 years ago. Now they're older and they've moved on to other things. Yeah. But I like to rewatch it every year. I have a ritual with my husband. Every year we binge watch it, like from season 1 to season 10. We really love it. Sandra from Aja to Badore as of yesterday was 500 in our last price. That's Zenith from Aja with that message. Oh, bus prices, 500 naira. Is that expensive or is that cheap? Is that expensive? You don't know? What part do you travel from?
From Berga.
Berga. Okay, so has your cost gone up or down?
It has. Fluctuating, actually.
Okay, how much are you paying now?
800.
How much were you paying before?
Sometimes 400, sometimes 500 back then.
God damn, that's a lot of money. Woo! 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Good afternoon.
This is Abe Oyelo on the line.
Oh, welcome, Abe.
Yes, actually, yesterday was another new phase of exercise for me yesterday because I actually work on food, cover some distance before I could get even a tricycle.
Wow.
To take me down, yes, honestly, to be frank with you. And it's becoming another new reality now.
What area? What area is that?
That's a Papa area.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yes. So, and people, a lot of people were stranded at the bus stop. But actually, I must tell you, because I now begin to imagine if the lives of an average Nigerian is to be recharged, is to be a rechargeable, or precisely their lifespan is to be rechargeable, I guess there will not be any means for us to live for another day. I must tell you, because you cannot access the power supply. Even to get the diesel as an alternative or petrol to power again is a problem. So how will somebody, our life is to be rechargeable? How do we survive? That's just what I think.
Okay, with solar power, you know, if your life is rechargeable, you're going to be recharged by the solar power. We've got Kevin on the line. Is that Kevin from Surulere?
Yeah, so how are you doing, Sandra?
I did, Kampe. How you doing?
I'm actually on the road. I just pulled over to make this
to call. Okay, I'm glad you called.
How was the leave?
It was fine. I had fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. From the sound of your voice, it seems you are well rested.
I am very well rested, yes.
Anyway, you see, this issue of fuel, I don't want to go into any analysis that will lead to paralysis. Because we have been analyzing this thing, only God knows since when. And nothing seems to change. So it has been meant so, and nobody's talking to us. Yesterday, I sent somebody to help me to fill my car, and he bought it at the same price, 165.
Oh, nice.
How long
before he bought?
Well, he stayed like for, except he went somewhere else, I don't know for him more. But at least my calculation, he spent almost like 50 minutes and he came back.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad. So we don't know what is happening. Nobody is talking to us, and it will remain this for some time. Nigerians just have to bear with it, because as it is now, some of us are completely hopeless about this oil sector. And the secrecy in this oil sector is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
We don't really know what is happening. You know, a lot of people don't really know what is happening. So it will remain on this. On Atiku and Wike, I hope they find they resolve their issues. I was thinking that Wike would be a better option. You know, but in terms of, because a vice president is a potential president to be.
Right.
And for me personally, Wike does not have the qualities of he does not have that presidential quality or maybe vice presidential qualities for me.
Okay.
But in terms of radical politics, he has it.
Okay.
So, but I think they should find a landing way how to resolve their issues. We need them. PDP and APC, you know, the difference is the same. To be sincere with you. Thank you, Sandra. Welcome
Thank you,
back.
Kevin. Thank you. I missed you while I was away. Now, let's talk about this Atiku, you know, conversation, right? The Atiku Abubakar campaign is reportedly forming a committee to make peace with Nyesom Wike. That's our second story. You know by now that the former vice president beat the current Rivers governor for the PDP presidential ticket. After that, Wike was on a short list of potential running mates, but Abubakar and the PDP selected Governor Ifeanyi Okowa of Delta State. This was after reports that a committee that the party set up to recommend a running mate actually picked Wike. Now, since Okowa's emergence, there have been rumors that Wike was unhappy with Abubakar and the party and may not give his full support to the campaign. Godsdale Rubebe's resignation from the party seemed to give credibility to those rumors. Rubebe is one of Mwike's key associates, and he mentioned Wike by name in his resignation letter, praising him for his courage and his support for the party. So now we're getting these reports that Atiku is putting together a team to talk to Wike, appease him, get his support for the campaign. There's still no official confirmation of this from Atiku or the party about overtures to Wike specifically. But the Delta State Information Commissioner, Charles Anyogu, confirmed that the party is reaching out to aggrieved leaders. People close to Wike are also talking about it. So, for example, Obonna Wuke, who is a former House of Reps member from River State, said, quote, Atiku did what he wanted to do. So what committee is he setting up again? To do what? It doesn't make sense. When the convention was over, nobody showed him the way to Wike's house. If he wants Wike to work with him, he should walk to the governor of Rivers State and speak with him. We don't need committees. What will the committee do? It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why relationships should not be exploited. What is this committee thing? You have something else in your mind. You set up a committee to do something else. What is the meaning of that? End quote. Not my words. Those are the words of Obo Nwoke, former House of Reps member from River State. Meanwhile, Ohanaeze Ndigbo has said that it will not support the PDP or the APC for the presidency in 2023. The sociocultural group said that while they wished Ifeanyi Okowa well as an Igbo man, Okowa should have been aware that Ohanaeze insists that no Igbo politician should accept vice presidency in 2023, since they believe that justice and equity should bring the presidency itself to Igbo land. Their statement also said, quote, Okowa's explanation has lessened the resilience of Atiku in the ascending popularity of the Labour Party's presidential candidate, Mr. Peter Obi. The popularity of Obi makes it impossible for Igbo to support Atiku because of Okowa. Even in Delta State, Labour Party would defeat Atiku in 2023, end quote. Now, we're discussing this because the Southeast has been a reliable source of votes for the PDP. Even in 2015, when PDP lost the presidency for the first time in the Fourth Republic, the Southeast and South-South were the only regions where the PDP won every single state. So going into 2023, between the tension with Wike, the statement from Ohanaeze, should the PDP and Atiku be worried about these two usually reliable umbrella regions? Do you think Atiku will win over Wike? Does the rise of Obi and the Labour Party threaten PDP in the Southeast and other key regions? Let's talk about it when we come back from this break. 0700-993-993-993. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is The Big Three on Hard Facts. Don't go away.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Will Atiku win Wike over? Does the rise of Obi and the Labour Party threaten PDP in the Southeast and other key regions? Going into the 2023 elections, between the tension with Wike and the statement of Ohanaeze, should the PDP and Atiku be worried about these usually reliable umbrella regions? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is The Big Three on Hard Facts. So far, we've talked about the fuel scarcity. You're telling me how much you're buying fuel right now, and if you have even been able to find and buy. You're also telling me how much it costs to move from one place or the other compared to how much it used to cost before. Now we're talking about Wike, but you can talk about both stories. We're still going to talk about the Lagos State government crushing motorcycles for breaking traffic rules. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Auntie Sandra.
Sir.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
You did not ask of me since I have been taking care of everything as the vice president of
my Africa. Vice presido. Hey, after you now, you see, as you take care of everyone just is shine. Well done, well done, well done, well done.
Just at the shine. Where you see me?
I see where you take care of things now. Everywhere they shine now.
Sandra, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. I beg the fuel price, let them not try it. Because the stuff we are buying of 165 is not even comparable with cost. Even though I have not bought any fuel, I still have the ones I'm using.
Okay.
Yesterday, they wanted to catch me, but the ones I have will lead me to any time they want it to stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, increment of price, because we own this oil. Whatever they will do to reduce it, let them reduce it. It's not only to increase, they know. For Wike and Atiku, this is their party. They know themselves.
Okay.
Let them reconcile peacefully so that we will find peace in this country. If they started fighting now, it's not them that will that will take the blames, or it's not them that will suffer it. It's the politics again, because they will be fighting each other to make sure that the hot are not, and other people that is not involved will suffer the cause. So that is where I want to stop, unless I want to say something about the machine. Cutting machine is not, I don't think it's good to be crushing it. One machine now is almost 400,000, as you are seeing that. And people are using it to take care of themselves. Let them find another alternative, because they are buying tickets and they are enjoying the money these people are buying for tickets.
All right. Thanks for calling us, Frank. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Jeff Brown from Lekki.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Nigeria Info, right?
Yes, Nigeria Info. My name is Sandra. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Concerning the wiki at this school matter, it definitely knows Nigerians that PDP cannot win the Southeast if wiki is not involved. And now, Indigo are deciding not to support the PDP of a thing. That is quite unclear. At the same time, to me personally, like yesterday, I have a dream, very good dream, that I saw Labour Party, that is Peter Obi, won the election with 3-point-something votes, while next person, close person was APC, which is Tinubu, with 2.8. So I just want you to observe that when the result will come.
Does your dream come true?
Hello?
Do your dreams, are they usually predictive? If you dream like this, did it happen?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
When you dream, does it happen?
The dream is just yesterday.
In the past, when you have dreamt of something, does that thing used to happen?
Sorry, I can't hear you clear.
Oh, sorry. Okay, don't worry. We've got Joseph on Twitter who says, Atiku's plan to reconcile with Governor Wike and stalwarts of the PDP is a welcome development, but it will turn the table against APC come 2023 election. All right. Chidi Benson says, PDP decided to destroy themselves by denying zoning between North and South. That's the end of PDP. All right. Ejetawo says, Atiku can unite his party, but unfortunately, he's not doing so with sincerity and trust. As at today, that party has been hijacked by him and his men. Never in history with both national chairman and presidential candidates come from the North. Okay. We've got another message here. He's Andy says, the only person that can unite Nigeria is only Peter Obi. But we're not talking about Nigeria. We're talking about PDP. Ejira says, if the government removes subsidy, price of PMS will go up. And once it does, things like cost of transportation will increase. Salary should increase as well. Atiku cannot unite PDP because he's not united with himself. All right. More comments on Twitter here. Jerry Abimbola says, Atiku is not an option and cannot unite PDP because everybody cannot be bought with money. There should be no increase in fuel price. Inflation is high, unemployment, etc., etc. All right, then. Thank you very much for your message. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Sam in Ikorodu. Hold on. Sam in Ikorodu says, yesterday I left my office by 3 p.m., stayed at the bus stop until 7:15. My goodness. Five of us came up with the idea of ordering Uber, which eventually came through. We split the money. Yesterday I hated Lagos. I felt pity for people I saw on the road trekking drenched in the rain. All right, Sam, I'm really sorry you experienced that. It also explains why there was no traffic on the road going home yesterday. Like, it took me like 21 minutes to get to my house. Wike and Obi had closed door meeting today. I wonder what he's cooking there. Nedu is asking. I've got a message here from St. Francis from Agopalas Way, who says, Atiku will reunite PDP. Wike is a party man. He has invested so much in the PDP. I don't see him leaving the PDP. Atiku is one of the most experienced politicians around. He can play the game very well. Atiku needs Wike to be able to win River State and the South-South region. All right, St. Francis, thank you for your message. Sandra, this Koboko guy always seems to get through to Nigeria Info when others try several times. He doesn't have a special line, no. He just needs to give, he needs to give, I don't know, like special classes or something. We have someone who says that he rewatches all 10 seasons of Friends every year. Oh, that's nice. Great. We have that in common. Afternoon, President Sandra. Every day, Chris Onwuka is fuming. APC is evil. Is he PDP's Atiku that he's campaigning for that he's now an angel? What's the difference between PDP and APC? That's Timothy from Ikorodu with that message. All right, Timothy. Usman says, I'm a retailer of petroleum product. I buy product for 163 naira per liter. Loading cost about 59,000. Transportation is about 8 naira per liter. So landing cost is about 173 naira per liter to the station. And I use about 200 liter of diesel a day to run generator. I pay mobile security policemen about 400k a month and add to cleaners and other things. Even 200 naira per liter is not enough to sustain the business. I would love to get in touch with you so that if you are open to it, we could talk on the show. I would love to interview you about the retail business, the retail end of the petrol business. So find this message, please, and reach out to him so that he and I can talk on the show. Right, let's move on to our final story today. For our last story, of course, I said to you that the Lagos State Task Force is, crushing motorcycles. That's what happened there. The task force says it has crushed 250 power bikes and dispatch bikes for breaking traffic rules. We are not talking about Okadas here. This is not Okada. You know, we're talking about people's personal power bikes and bikes used by businesses to make deliveries. The task force says that these guys got into trouble for breaking the rules of the road. So, for example, some of them were allegedly riding on BRT lanes or riding against traffic. And to be honest with you, the debate here isn't about whether or not they should have been punished. Traffic laws exist for a reason. Those who violate them should be punished. The debate here is, does it make sense to destroy these bikes as punishment? That's the question on my mind. So take, for example, a dispatch bike. Most of the time, the person riding the dispatch bike is not the owner of the dispatch bike. Last year on Balogun and Broad, I interviewed somebody who used to own a logistics business. By the way, Balogun and Broad is the realest business show on the radio. Our next episode is today at 5. We're going to be talking about the hospitality business. But back to our logistics operator. She was a young woman. She was working hard to keep her SME running. Motorbikes are a very, very heavy investment for a lot of people, for lots of young people. So imagine a struggling young person who manages to put one or two bikes on the road to make deliveries for other small businesses. Imagine that person managing to hire a couple of riders. She's now an employer of labor in her own way. So she's helping to solve our serious unemployment problem. And now one of her staff breaks a traffic law. The punishment is to destroy her bike. The rider who broke the law has gone his way. The real person suffering for this is the business owner. If that's her only bike, she just went out of business. Now, if the rider had been giving, say, a fine, he would be the one that would be forced to pay it. Even if his boss pays it for him, she'd be able to take the money out of his salary. Or she could decide to fire him and hire a more careful rider. But if the bike is destroyed, isn't that game over? Is that the best way possible for Lagos State Government to punish traffic violators? 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Also share your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
I'm Mrs. Fabo. We're calling from Ago.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
About Wike and Atiku,
mm-hmm.
We that are from Delta State, Okowa is my brother,
mm-hmm.
and I like to vote for Peter Obi.
Okay.
So it's going to be,
Oh, that's unfortunate. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Hi, I'm Victor. Welcome, Victor. Go ahead.
Okay, Wike and Atiku.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Atiku is beginning to be the former Maradona we have. So after hurting Wike, he wants to go reconcile.
Mm.
No. It is not done, or else this guy is docile. If he can betray Wike like this, even in choosing vice, the way he would have gotten it right is to choose Wike as his vice, so that they can work together to defeat anybody. But he has just lost it. Peter Obi is the next president of Nigeria.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. That's where we're going to leave that, because we've got guests in the studio.